On today's show, a price war is breaking out in the American market. Tesla stock could hit $465 a share. And Papa John gets his classic Camaro back. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 18th of 2015. Tesla stock is already trading at a staggering $254 per share, but one analyst believes that could nearly double. Morgan Stanley forecasts that Tesla stock will hit $465 a share because of autonomous technology. They predict Tesla will introduce plans within the next year to year and a half for autonomous cars on sale by 2018. And as impressive as $465 sounds, Morgan Stanley says Tesla's business case is so compelling that some bulls could value the company at $611 a share. As we pointed out yesterday, we're starting to see Chinese-made cars in the U.S. market. BYD and Volvo are already here, and soon there could be another model on that list. The Detroit Free Press reports that GM wants to bring the Buick Envision from China to the U.S. by the end of 2016. Some are reading this as a negotiation tactic with the UAW, but this is just becoming the norm. Autoline has learned that the plug-in version of the Cadillac CT6 will be only built in China. So if and when that car does come stateside, it will be rolling off ships from China somewhere in the 2017 or 2018 timeframe. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai, learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Kia just released a couple of sketches of the all-new Sportage, which will make its official debut at the Frankfurt Auto Show next month. Kia's design studio in Germany spearheaded the styling of the new compact SUV. You know, the Woodward Dream Cruise is probably the greatest automotive spectacle on earth, with over 1 million spectators and tens of thousands of classic cars. Despite celebrating its 20th anniversary, the event seems to be growing in size. The good news is that the Dream Cruise attracts people who love classic cars. The bad news is, some people want to steal them. As we reported yesterday, three classic cars were stolen. Two remain missing, but that Papa John's 1971 Camaro was found at an abandoned house in Detroit. Anyone who knows the story about Papa John and his Camaro know he was meant to have that car. Check out the link in today's show notes to get that story. Mercedes just pulled the cover back on the new S-Class Cabriolet ahead of its Frankfurt Motor Show debut. Details about the car will come later, but we can see that the styling is nearly identical to the S-Class Coupe. It doesn't look like much has changed on the interior as well. But it sure is cool to see such a large convertible. Goes on sale next year. And coming up next, John says it looks like the Americans are starting another war. A pricing war, that is.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
In 1956, an assistant sales manager for the Ford Motor Company in the Philadelphia region got the idea to start a sales slogan that he called 56 for 56. In other words, you could get a brand new 1956 Ford for only $56 a month. Sales in the Philly area took off, and that slogan launched the career of that assistant sales manager. His name, by the way, was Lee Iacocca, and he went on to become president of Ford and later Chrysler. Now, if you adjust that $56 for inflation, the number today would be $491. And I bring that up because I'm starting to see dealer ads in the newspapers for new cars that make me think we're back in 1956. Here's a GMC Terrain for only $99 a month. Here's a Nissan Rogue for only $98 a month with zero down. and a Malibu for only $76 a month with $999 down. Now, what in the world is going on? The car companies say, oh, no. They are maintaining their pricing discipline and they can't control what their dealers do. But dealers representing all kinds of different car companies are offering unbelievably cheap leases. This is an industry-wide phenomenon, and that tells me we are in the middle of a price war. Judging by the dealer ads here, FCA, Chevrolet, and Nissan seem to be the most aggressive, but I bet this pricing war goes thermonuclear before it's over. Oh, and by the way, if you adjust that $76 a month for that Malibu back to 1956 prices, it would only cost you $8.66 a month. Anyway, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.